Welcome to Tea Party Media, episode 14. I am Martin Lindeskog. And I'll check here if I'll go live here on YouTube. I tried to connect on LinkedIn and Facebook, but I didn't manage to do it. But I will check here. I'm going live on YouTube. So,
So
it's working. So, I will do this. Oops. Short and sweet. Talking about the headline, a subject title, you could say, for the episode will be Minnesota Nice and Focus on Positive News. And I'm wearing here a hoodie from Minnesota University that I got from a friend who visited the state at the project there regarding, you could say, business, small business integration, what to learn from America when it comes to integration with business. And when you're coming from a foreign country like Somalia, more about that in a future episode. So I got to hear the expression from friend here, Deborah Anderson, Deborah E., jazz singer from Los Angeles, and now also co-host of a new podcast, Fusion, Studio Fusion, like science fiction, SF, Studio Fusion. And she told about the expression how to be nice Minnesotan way. So I will do some research on that and learn from that. And Minnesota is plenty of Swedes emigrated there. And it could be for one reason that they liked the landscape and the style and so on. So Minnesota is a place for immigrants and Swedes emigrating. And another place is Chicago. It was the second largest city in Sweden at one time, Chicago. So Minnesota Nice. I want to focus here on this new year, on nice things. And when I picked the word focus, I have subscribed to a news magazine in Swedish called Focus in Swedish. And here it's play with words, you could say, Scott or leap year again. And it's about not so positive news about shooting, but that it has decreased lately, but maybe in some areas, especially no-go zone in Gothenburg, Sweden, so maybe that have increased, but that also for another time. But I will use this to do live streaming once a week on Ego Netcast and also on Tea Party Media, and then turn them into audio episodes of my podcast, Ego Netcast, my first podcast that I started in 2006, and Tea Party Media, teaparty.media podcast. So I will come up with the schedule here on the new year today. And as I said, I will do this short and sweet because I have another recording here in a bit of a podcast called Viktigt på riktigt by Karin Coach. And that's season 13 and episode 2 with artist Clara Blad. So today is something called in Swedish 20 jul or 20 knut. And then it's when you really, you say goodbye to Yuletide, as I like to call it in English, or Christmas. But that's also what I've talked about, Yuletide and Yule log that you put in the fireplace, a word about this season, holiday, what it's coming from. And it's Swedish and German, Yuletide and the Yule log on a fireplace. So, so-called then, 20 knut, so 20 days after Christmas, you could say. And here in Sweden is December 24th. That's Christmas starting, and the you have the gifts and the tree and so on. So if you take then this 20 days after that, so 31st New Year, end of the year, and then now it's January 13th. So then you will have 20 Knut, 20 days after Christmas. And it's named after a saint called Knut, or a prince in Denmark. And then you do, I saw, it was on my Facebook, Colder Ice said, do you still have your tree up? And then I said about that on Monday, today, January 13th, 2025, then officially Christmas is over, because then you throw out the Christmas tree. It's called like plundering the Christmas tree. And I think, I wonder if you have some gifts or whatever, and, but it's like a celebration tradition and, yeah, taking care of the end of the holidays. And I will see more what to talk about. So as I said, a weekly live session to do this on Tea Party Media, and I will come up more with the schedule, find that, and also about this Studio Fusion podcast with Deborah Anderson, and I will include that also in the show notes, so you could check that out. And again, Happy New Year. This year, later on, the Asian year is the snake, and I wonder what that could symbolize. But again, focus on positive news and come back with that. And as I said, this Viktigt på riktigt in Swedish with Karin Coach. We'll talk about creativity, inspiration, and also I will add my 2 cents on how I could do this regarding podcasting and pod radio in Swedish. And this is one example of that. Got inspired by this expression, Minnesota Nice, by Deborah Anderson. Thought was a good thing to talk about live, short and sweet, and then use that as an episode after editing it and adding show notes and see what could turn out of that. And I did also an Instagram photo with the different note cards for the podcasts, and also see here this pen from Ballograph, a Swedish manufacturer of ball pen and lead pen and other pencils and pens. And the note cards are from model 1927, but we have had a manufacturer, creator, and business, small business owner of that on our show, Pen Meets Paper. Penna möter papper in Swedish. And then, of course, I always have to end on a note, positive note here with a cheers, saying a sip here of tea. And it's black tea, Twinings Earl Grey. And that's also a story for another time, the name of Earl Grey. Cheers. So, with that said, talk to you soon again, and Happy New Year. Bye for now.